From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Since the fall of Saddam Hussein, Iraqis have eagerly embraced a technology that their former dictator had banned, cell phones. But calls on the fledgling Iraqi network don't always go through. And as NPR's Anthony Kuhn found out during his recent time in Baghdad, many Iraqis are becoming frustrated.
On many days, the cellular network in Baghdad goes down for hours at a time. It's a kind of tyranny that's prompted some witty Iraqis to carry a recorded spoof of Saddam on their mobile phones.
The mobile you're calling are switched off or out of covered area. Please try again later.
But Iraqis' need for reliable communications is no laughing matter. In a Baghdad restaurant, one mobile phone user who asked that her name not be used said the dangers of everyday life make fast and reliable service indispensable.
With so many incidents and explosions, everyone needs to be able to contact his or her family at any time, and these mobiles can't do that.
The target of consumers' wrath is Iraqna. Iraqna is a subsidiary of the Egyptian firm Orascom Telecommunications, which has cell phone networks in several countries in the Middle East. In October 2003, Iraqna landed a two-year contract from the Coalition Provisional Authority and the Iraqi Ministry of Communications to be the only mobile phone service provider in Baghdad and central Iraq.
Right now, we have approximately 750,000 subscribers, and we're serving them with less resources than we had when we had 300,000 subscribers. So you can imagine the workload.
Adham Maghrabi is Iraqna's marketing director in Baghdad. He says Iraqna is very proud of what it's been able to achieve, given the chaos and lack of infrastructure on which to build Iraq's cellular networks. Iraqna's chief commercial officer, Shamel Hanafi, adds that death threats and sabotage are all in a day's work for his staff.
No fuel, no electricity, theft of our generators, blowing up our towers, eight engineers that have been kidnapped, break-in from the authorities, National Guards.
And the list goes on. There's no banking system to deal with bill payment. Most of Iraq's landlines were destroyed at the outset of the American invasion in 2003, prompting the demand for cellular services. And on top of all this, Iraqna says that the American military regularly shuts down its cellular networks. Presumably, this is to prevent insurgents from using the phones either for communications or to detonate explosives. U.S. military officials won't confirm or comment on the shutdowns. Hanafi says that they can last for 5 or 6 hours a day, costing Iraqna millions of dollars each time.
They don't have to order me to switch off the network. They have their own equipment to do this, either for jamming, either for interference, frequency interference. So based on the security situation, I can't blame them.
Maghrabi adds that the military can easily render a variety of wireless devices inoperable, from garage door openers to remote control car keys. Despite all the difficulties, he says that his company is expanding its coverage to other parts of Iraq and is in this country for the long haul. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.